Let's hear from the man himself. Danny Carcillo is joining us right now. Hey, Danny.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
how you
Danny.
Doing?
Danny, say hi to my wife, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How
hi,
are you?
I'm good. How are you? Your story's fascinating. Fascinating.
I don't know if you caught any of that, Danny. We were just kind of recapping a little bit of the stuff you and I talked about on the podcast and how we met and all that. And just commending you on your truth, man. I can't thank you enough for the time you spent with us.
Yeah, thanks. Me and Frank met at, of all places, Middleby Marshall in a food convention. So
it's
amazing where you meet and paths cross.
And I was telling him the story of, like, I went up to you and I'm like, hey, buddy, you know, some lady told me to ask you to help me hang this sign. And you were like, what? What are you talking about? It was actually like it was a poster of you, I think, that I was holding.
Yeah, I told you where to put it, though.
You did. Politely, you told me where to put it.
No worries.
How are you hanging in there, buddy? I've been following you on social media and I post our interview, and I've seen some great stuff coming out of your side there and some new advances in your treatment.
So doing a lot better. About just a little over 8 weeks ago, made a decision, and after listening to a podcast, to check my hormones with an endocrinologist who's is specific to TBI victims. So it works a lot with veterans, police officers, you know, people that are athletes, former professional athletes, and people that have sustained head trauma. To check my pituitary gland, my four major hormones, pituitary gland, which usually, with repetitive head trauma, it's subject to, trauma just because of where it sits, in relation to the skull, which is in a rigid area, as well as our, my thyroid. So, found out some really good information about why I wasn't sleeping and my cortisol levels were seriously off. And, I actually had the free testosterone of a 70-year-old male. I'm not too proud to say, but, just, knowing that information is really important. And then getting on non-statin, all natural, pills each day and basically a protocol, a regimen for, it's actually 2 years, and that's why I haven't really spoken too much about it. I want to really give it, you know, 365 days, and, but it's going really well. Sleeping
great.
Better, and that is the, I've really delved into like some research on sleep because that's when we recover in our REM cycle, and so, I wasn't achieving that with my cortisol level, so those have, since come down, and so yeah, just, you know, spending a lot of time in nature and doing a new venture and spending time with my three beautiful kids and a beautiful wife and, yeah, just enjoying this beautiful summer in Chicago.
What I really find, I would say, most fascinating about your story and really about your journey is that, you know, anyone could get out there and speak about what they've been through, but I really find it, you know, fascinating that you keep going and you're looking for new ways and you're looking, you know, to grow and find a way to really, you know, be the best you. And what motivates you? You know, you talk about your children, that's probably a big one there, but what motivates you and what inspires you to really, you know, keep on that path? Because I know it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not. And, you know, I've taken a break from social media, but, you know, me and Frank recorded this a while ago, so I obviously wanted people to see it. It was an important conversation, but what keeps me going is just trying to find peace and trying to heal from basically the lifestyle and the environment that I was, that I put myself in and that, I was subjected to. And so I'm really just trying to heal so that I could be, again, like you mentioned, the best father I can be and husband and, really just a normal operating human being, you know? And so, just trying to get that peace. And with finding that is different ways of healing. And, you know, one of the things other than checking my hormones that's really helped me is plant medicine. And, so just these all natural remedies. And it's not just those two things. It's also changing my diet and, being conscious of what I'm putting in my body and
exercise,
making sure I'm outside. So,
Danny, what do you,
the lifestyle that we lived was really, really, it was fast. And so, I described the real world as kind of a little bit slower and you have to kind of get down to that vibration or else you just won't heal. You won't heal. So
you're saying a lot of amazing stuff. Like if you pick up in between the lines, the words like vibration and you know things like that, I could tell from our conversation 2 months ago to today, you sound like a different person. Like you had some darkness going on, you know, even 2 months ago that seems a bit lighter. And I want to touch on something you mentioned here. Two things. Diet. I want to know what you're eating now. And two, getting into a little bit of the psilocybin and or the, you know, stuff you're diving into with the mind.
Yeah. So again, it goes back to, you know, just recognizing, what sugar does to you, processed foods, and just recognizing to, you know, I'm growing my own vegetables, I'm growing my own food, I'm eating all organic, I'm trying to stay away from fried foods. I'm not perfect, obviously there's some days when I go back to it, but it's a really good lesson because then in the morning I kind of wake up a little groggier, so just really recognizing what works with my body. And then, yeah, to your point, you have to find a way to heal, and I've tried everything. I tried absolutely everything. And 2 months ago, Frank, to your point, when we were speaking, I wasn't in a very good place, and it was, you know, my lifestyle and the way that my perception of the world and how I was carrying myself was really weighing on me, and so I was at a breaking point. And so when you're at a breaking point, you usually turn to, you know, a higher power of some sort, and that's what I did. And plant medicine is really, it can really help you achieve, number one, homeostasis, and then number two, the biggest thing it did for me was now I felt unconditionally loved again. So the way that I describe it is, you know, you have this awakening and kind of like an ego death, and your perception starts to shift when you come back to this physical body and this physical world, and you've achieved some level of peace, and that's what it did for me. And now, you know, moving forward, you're a little bit more empathetic, and again, just when you're at the right vibration and you're not always in your fight mode, so that default mode isn't always, you know, pumping adrenaline like it was when I was always on social media. You know, once that default mode is corrected and you're not waking up fighting and looking at your phone and you know, getting into a fight on social media, like, it really can carry through the day. And so yeah, being in nature is really important, and then, you know, also talking about it, and I will talk more about it. It's you know, this is obviously the first time I've spoken in an interview about it, but you know, people need to know about this option because it really does help. I implore people to go to the MAPS organization website and the studies that they're doing. They're in phase 3 studies with the FDA with treating veterans of PTSD with MDMA. It's 3 administrations of MDMA coupled with 12 weeks of psychotherapy. So it's not just about, you know, taking these drugs. There's work to be done, you know. So
for those who don't know what MDMA is, why don't you give just a quick little description of it? Because I'm into it. I know exactly what you're saying, but I would imagine some people may not.
I don't want to delve into that, you know, again, go to, if people are listening and they want more information, there's a ton of medical studies that back up plant medicine and the science behind it. So I implore you to go look at those
you
studies
and
take it from
MAPS.
MAPS, yeah.
Okay.
And take it from the doctors, you know, that have conducted these studies and have treated people and gotten them off of nicotine, you know, at a 70% rate, I believe it is, and then 60% after 2 years. So it's really powerful stuff. And if you're at a point where you're having suicidal thoughts and nothing that you're doing is working, and you're in just a really dark place, and you look around your life and you have 3 beautiful kids and people surrounding you that love you, and you know, you know something's off, well, and you've tried everything else, you know, it could plant medicine and going inside and looking at what your body's naturally creating, like those two things can really help people.
That's some beautiful stuff, Dean. I know you're making my wife tear up over here.
I mean, hearing it is, you know, people can relate to you, I think, you know, on a smaller level, just day-to-day, you know, demons and things that people fight with every day. And just hearing that you have something to give you, you know, where you don't have to fight so hard for that clarity or peace is really, you know, great to hear. And then I also, you know, I've had some health things along the way. And, you know, what I always tell people is I almost feel lucky to have to be able to go through a healing process, because you're at a point where you do break and you either can go to a really dark place or you can choose to heal. And that journey could be really rewarding. It's very, very hard, but healing could be rewarding. So if you choose that path, it's, you know, I can relate to that feeling of, you know, being able to keep going and go through that healing process can be rewarding.
Not easy, but it's worth it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely worth it. I remember somebody when I was trying to go through my first healing process and get off of opiates at a point in my career, somebody told me, you know, there's usually three options. You know, there's death, there's institutions, or you get better. You know, and institutions, jails, rehab. So, you know, I needed to hear that at that point, and that's the reality, you know. And I wanted to get better because with traumatic brain injury, and if you're not predisposed to these mental health complications or issues or a mental illness from a young age, you know, when they hit you, it can be really confusing and it can be really difficult to come out of it if you don't have a set of tools. So obviously, after I take this time to take care of myself, I'll come out and talk about this stuff more in depth.
Well, we can't wait, Danny. And again, thanks so much for your honesty, your candidness, and taking the time to spend with me here as well as on the Human Renovation Podcast that's live today. You can go hear Danny's full story, our one-hour sit-down, one-on-one conversation that's a little bit of what you're hearing and a lot more that you're not. And that you can find that on WGN Plus as well as Spotify, and it'll be out on iTunes everywhere else by the end of the week, going global after that. So, Danny, thanks so much, buddy. And, you know, big things coming, but we're all in your camp rooting for you.
I appreciate it. Nice to meet you, Sherry. And thanks, Frank.
You got it, bud. We'll talk soon.